are renowned for being unusually short and bad-tempered. It was about as bare as a mountain could be. Most of the trees gave out about halfway to the top, only a few pines hanging on to give an effect very similar to the couple of pathetic strands teased across his scalp by a baldy who won't own up. It was a place where witches met. Tonight, a fire gleamed on the very crest of the hill. Dark figures moved in the flickering light. The moon coasted across a lacework of clouds. Finally, a tall, pointy-hatted figure said, "You mean everyone brought potato salad?" There was one ram-top witch who was not attending the Sabbat. Witches like a night out as much as anyone else, but in this case she had a more pressing appointment, and it wasn't the kind of appointment you can put off easily. Desiderata Hollow was making her will. When Desiderata Hollow was a girl, her grandmother had given her four important pieces of advice to guide her young footsteps on the unexpectedly twisting pathway of life. They were: never trust a dog with orange eyebrows, always get the young man's name and address, never get between two mirrors, and always wear completely clean underwear every day, because you never know when you're going to be knocked down and killed by a runaway horse, and if people found you had unsatisfactory underwear on, you'd die of shame. And then Desiderata grew up to become a witch. And one of the minor benefits of being a witch is that you know exactly when you're going to die and can wear what underwear you like, which explains a lot about witches. That had been 80 years earlier, when the idea of knowing exactly when you were going to die had seemed quite attractive, because secretly, of course, you knew you were going to live forever. That was then. And this was now. Forever didn't seem to last as long these days as it once did. Another log crumbled to ash in the fireplace. Desiderata hadn't bothered to order any fuel for the winter. Not much point, really. And then, of course, there was this other thing. She'd wrapped it up carefully into a long, slim package. Now she folded up the letter, addressed it, and pushed it under the string. Job done. She looked up. Desiderata had been blind for 30 years, but this hadn't been a problem. She'd always been blessed, if that was the word, with second sight. So when the ordinary eyes gave out, you just trained yourself to see into the present, which anyway was easier than the future. And since the eyeball of the occult didn't depend on light, you saved on candles. There was always a silver lining if you knew where to look, in a manner of speaking. There was a mirror on the wall in front of her. The face in it was not her own, which was round and pink. It was the face of a woman who was used to giving orders. Desiderata wasn't the sort to give orders, quite the reverse, in fact. The woman said, "You are dying, Desiderata."
"I am that too."
"You've grown old. Your sort always do. Your power is nearly gone."
"That's a fact, Lilith," said Desiderata mildly.
"So your protection is withdrawing from her."
"Afraid so," said Desiderata.
"So now it's just me and the evil swamp woman, and I will win."
"That's how it seems, I'm afraid."
"You should have found a successor."
"Never had the time. I'm not the planning sort, you know."
The face in the mirror got closer, as if the figure had moved a little nearer to its side of the mirror. "You've lost, Desiderata Hollow."
"So it goes."
Desiderata got to her feet a little unsteadily and picked up a cloth. The figure seemed to be getting angry. It clearly felt that people who had lost ought to look downcast, and not as if they were enjoying a joke at your expense.
"Don't you understand what losing means?" "Some people are very clear about that," said Desiderata. "Goodbye, milady."
She hung the cloth over the mirror. There was an angry intake of breath, and then silence. Desiderata stood as if lost in thought. Then she raised her head and said,
"Kettle boiled just now. Would you like a cup of tea?"
"No, thank you," said a voice right behind her.
"How long have you been waiting?"
"Forever."
"Not keeping you, am I?"
"It's a quiet night."
"I'm making a cup of tea.